Welcome back to the studio. Today we are going to have another poetry talk. I have two poems that I want to read for you. And both of them are around the same theme. I understand it in life. When you have goals, a lot of times you meet obstacles. And personally, whenever I've had goals, especially large goals, I seem to meet a lot of obstacles, a lot of challenges along the way. And what's really helped me out was to write out my feelings, just get my emotions down on paper. And when I can go back now years later and see what I've written down, you know, it's still valid for me today. And so I feel like it'll be helpful to share it with you guys. But I do want to say that when you have a goal, have a dream, you can almost expect to also have the obstacles, the challenges that come along the way. And so the question will be, how do you respond to that? Okay, so for the first poem I have, it's entitled, Will I Ever Be? I look out the window. Light shines in my face. Such a beautiful day. But I'm sad anyway. My dreams seem to be crushed. A promise seems to be broken. My faith is shallow. My goals unspoken. Can I reach the top? Fail in the face of obstacles. Live up to my potential. Do what seems impossible. Will I ever be? In the end, I believe it is up to me. May 29th, 2014. And this poem is quite literally me looking out the window one day. I remember getting out of photography class and having a lot of unanswered questions. And I went home and I just started writing, you know. And even then I didn't put my thoughts together. But this poem, Will I Ever Be, came years later, and I remembered that moment, and then all of a sudden I could recognize what my feelings were and write them out. And so it was that moment of doubt, of uncertainty, and like I said, just unanswered questions. And that's something that we all don't like, having questions that we don't have the answers to. But for me, it led me to another place. And this poem is basically me searching for answers, right? Okay. So the next poem I'm going to read is entitled Quiet. Without hope, without strength, can I really believe again? Find my courage, find my strength. Patience is at hand. Scream at the top of my lungs. This journey has finally begun. To the shy, to the timid, to the silent, you'll lose your life if you stay quiet. July 22nd, 2014. And this was written about a month and a half later. And I found one of the answers to one of my questions. And I basically had to look in the mirror because I found out that the biggest challenge, the biggest obstacle to achieving my goals was myself. Because I consider myself a shy person. And people have told me pretty much most of my life that I'm very quiet. Probably even timid. But then when you're reaching out for these goals, you have these huge dreams. How can you stay quiet and be successful? Now, this doesn't go into being arrogant or overconfident. But at the same time, you do need a level of confidence to go out into the world, to speak and say what's on your heart. And not be afraid or hesitant because of what people might say, how they may react. And so it took me years. It took me years first to get to the point to recognize what the actual problem was. And then years after that to get to the point where I just knew I had to face the problem. There was nowhere to run. There was nowhere to hide. There was no way to go around it. Just head on, face the problem. And of course, you're going to fail. I failed. I tried. I got knocked down. I had to learn to get back up again and just make myself vulnerable. Which, of course, I don't like. Because whenever you create something, written or visual, you have to put it out there for the audience to pick apart if they want to. And some of them will. But that's just a part of it now. Is that the way it's supposed to be? I don't think so. Especially harsh criticism. But being judged in a way helps me to grow. And so I learned how to embrace this part of the process. I have an idea. I want to create something. I want to write something. I want to, you know, add to my collection of fine art photography. That means I have to put the work out in front of people. And quite literally, jurors and judges and curators. And they have to tell me whether it's good enough to be put on exhibit or to be published or not. And so it's thinking, it's like you want validation from someone else. It's external. And that's the part I didn't like. And I don't think any of us like that. And so what I learned to do as I continue to have my work judged is understand what's good and what needs work and what's terrible and what's not going to work, of course. And so if something was good, then great, you know, celebrate. But I learned so much from my failures. And I learned about what I needed to do better. And I'm still learning about what I need to do better. But you can't learn from your mistakes unless you make mistakes. And we all want to learn because that's how we grow. But we don't want to make mistakes to get there. Because the criticism comes. Some people flat out make fun of you. And then your confidence really takes a hit. And all of a sudden you're uncertain about yourself, your abilities, and can you actually accomplish your goals? But at this point in my life, I guess I've gotten old enough to say there is no other path in life for me. I want to be a creative. I love writing. I love, you know, art. It's the best way that I express myself. And as people say, this is my happy place. This is where I feel the most joy, the most peace. And so embrace it. Embrace all parts of it. Embrace the process of it. And then when I decided to, you know, create the studio, albeit virtually, it was like, you know, one of the best days of my life. And of course, it's hard work. It's just like this never-ending cycle of work. But it doesn't feel like the Monday morning grind of work because I have a passion for what I'm doing. And as long as your heart is into it, then it's really not gonna feel like work. Like you're on that hamster wheel and you're not getting anywhere. And if it does feel like that to you, you might be in the wrong industry. You might be focused on the wrong thing. But as I said before, I get my energy from this. It's like air. You know, I get my fresh air from doing this. And so I hope that you all find that thing that you love to do and go after it. No matter if you have the shy personality that I have, or you have people around you that don't necessarily believe in you or cheer you on, find out what you're passionate about, find out what you're good at, and go after it. And when you fall, dust yourself off, get back up, learn from the mistakes, and get stronger from it. So I hope that these two poems helped. And still for me reading them, I mean, with the past couple of weeks that I've had, I can just sit down and open my own book and read one of my poems. And it's like, wow, that's still valid. You know, it still resonates with me. And so I hope that I write new work in a way that's timeless as much as it can be. So that whoever you are, wherever you live, the work can still resonate with you. Now, it's all not going to resonate with you, but at least something. If everyone can find something that resonates with them, then that makes me happy. Because you're not going to have work that pleases everyone or that's for everybody. But that's why I continue to create and I continue to try things that are new. And then I read, you know, other people's work. And I look at the work of other artists, whether they be sculptors or illustrators or painters. And I mostly do photography, but I get so much inspiration from them, learning from them. And then they're sharing their mistakes, their doubts, their fears, and everything. And it's like, wow, we are having the same journey. And so what they're saying resonates with me. And that also fuels me to create. So thank you for tuning in to episode 22. And I told myself at the beginning of this season being season one, I wanted to make 33 episodes. So every Wednesday, 9 a.m., I made it to 22. So I'm very happy about that. And I don't have time to plan as much as I used to. But today I just sat down and these two poems jumped out at me. And so I hope that they helped you. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I plan to be back next week. Take care.